Arabesque means in Arabic fashion, which is also quite literally what we're about. The Arabesque podcast is about anything and everything that is Arab, except the cliche stuff. We're about that. From discussions of culture and art to influential figures and the intersectional Arab experience, we do it all. The latter is essential, as today's podcast is all about a certain Miss Hala Nassar. Hala is a journalism student at AUS, and to be honest, Hala, to me, you fit perfectly into the mold of the Arab intellectual that refuses to be silenced. Hello, Hala, how are you?
Hi, I'm good. Thank you for having me here.
Thank you for being on with, here with us. So tell me, Hala, why do you want to be a journalist? Let's just cut to the chase.
All right, so as a Palestinian, as a Arab woman and a Palestinian, I have been watching the news since I was a kid with my family. In fact, we always have the news on at our house from the moment somebody wakes up to the moment we go to sleep. The TV is always on news channels. And every Saturday, every family day, me and my family just sit down, watch TV, and just talk about what's happening around the world. And since we've been doing that since I was a kid, it's just cultivated a very particular interest in the subject of journalism and news and reporting and knowing what's happening around the world.
I want to focus on a couple of points that you brought up. For one, the family tradition that you have on off days. So you sit around the table and just watch the news?
So every Saturday, me and my family sit around in the living room, watch TV. Usually we watch news channels from my home country, Jordan, and we just sit around, talk about it, listen to Arabic music, and have breakfast together. And it's lovely because this connected me a lot to my culture, and it's connected me a lot with journalism and knowing more about pretty much everything.
You being a woman has obviously played a massive part in your career. It's shaped your experience in a sense because, as we know, journalism in our region, though it has had a long tradition, it's relatively new if you compare it to the West. And women in journalism have had a harder and much less of a time frame for them to actually participate in the field itself. And you know, you between working as a content writer, social media manager, photographer, and journalist, I mean, as you describe yourself, you're a strong person who's sociable, who wants to speak. You've built up quite a reputation as a person with, well, a big personality, with a massive emphasis on big. I mean it with nothing but praise, obviously. But how do you feel about that? And especially because, as a woman, that tends to be, in at least a traditional census, that tends to be a quality that people don't praise.
I do have a very extroverted personality. I think this aids a lot in my pursuit for journalism, for the things that I love. Being a student at AUS has provided me the platform to practice all the things that I love and all the things that I want to try as a student worker or as a student, whether it be writing or social media coordination or podcasting. AUS provided me that platform and allowed me to be more in touch with my talents, my hobbies, my abilities. And the journalism program here is one of the best, if not the best in the region, because of the way that it's being taught. And yes, you are right. Women do face more difficulties in this field. But this country as well has provided a place of equality in this society for women, even within journalism.
To conclude this very fruitful, might I say, podcast, do you have any words of advice for any girls who are listening to this, who want to pursue what you are doing now, who want to report on topics that they're interested in, maybe showcase the truth and certain injustices, particularly in the Arab world? As someone who's been in is training to officially be in that field and has had some previous experience with it, what would you tell them?
Be true to yourself and your values. Know what is right. Read a lot and a good journalist is somebody that wants to tell the truth and doesn't discard their values and morals in this field. And always go for it. If you feel you want to go for it, if you feel that there is an issue you want to talk about, or if there is something that you want to explore, investigate, be curious. Go ahead and do what you feel is right and do what makes you happy. Yeah.
Well, thank you for coming on here and talking with us. It's been very insightful.
Thank you. It's been a pleasure.